Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3 on December 24th, Christmas Eve. It is, let's see, what time do we have here? It's 01:25 in the afternoon, Universal Time. It's getting dark here. We are at the opposite end of the Earth from Boston by latitude and longitude almost exactly. Our latitude is 47 degrees 14 minutes south and 105 degrees 42 minutes east. Puts us probably 1,000 miles south-southwest of Cape Leeuwin on the southwest corner of Australia. We passed the ice gate set up for Western Australia this morning, which is a mark of the course, and they're heading towards the Eastern Australia ice gate right now under greatly reduced sail. Last night we had three reefs in the mainsail left night, a lot of wind, 35 to 45 knots, occasionally up to 50 knots. And then today it got windier, and so we went to the three reefs in the main plus the storm jib for a while, and then down the mainsail all together. So we're sailing right at the moment with just the storm jib up, and we have anywhere between 45 and 50 knots, sometimes up to 55 knots of wind again. And the difficult part right now is that anticipation with the weather forecast is that we'll have a variant of this for the next 4 days. So that's an awful long time since we've had a couple of these already. Awful long time to be going along in these conditions. Big seas, 20 to 25 foot seas, cresting, and when the mainsail came down, it was difficult because it blown up against the mast and it doesn't want to come down. And so we actually turned upwind with the storm jib, trimmed it in, went upwind into these seas, tried to get it down, and it still didn't want to come down. And, anyway, it's a long story, but 2 hours later, it's down, and a lot of effort. Always seem to know whether it was the right thing to do, but when the sea 50 knots of wind on the speedometer here, you know it's the right thing to do, because if not, we'd be going 22, 23 knots down the waves, and those great surges are exciting and spectacular and so forth, but they don't do anything towards getting you to the finish line faster. They just load up the boat incredibly. What you really want to do is just increase your average speed a little bit, and that will do you better in the long run. But these incredible tears across the ocean don't really help, and they're just pretty scary. So kind of feel a long way from home here on Christmas Eve, but thinking of everybody back home all the time here, it's like having several channels of my brain are working on the boat things all the time, and but there's always the channel of my brain working on thinking of friends and family back home, and how far away from everybody I am right now. So it's difficult. I wish I was there with everybody, we'll be next year, and just trying to get through this storm and the next and the next. Thereafter, to talk to Johnny Melvin up in Artemis today. I called him actually when we had the first of the 55 knot squalls come through, just to let him know that those were coming up on him sometime, a few hours. Determined to have a nice chat tomorrow for Christmas. Brothers at Arms out here in the Indian Ocean. Can't wait to get out of the Indian Ocean. Of course, Pacific can be the same, so we shall see. But it's got a different name anyway. That's positive. So we're going along okay. The boat's hanging in there. Occasionally we get knocked for a bit of a loop, but haven't taken a really bad one for a while. The wind charger's been doing well. And the battery's up through all this. Pilot's been hanging in there. Except for the fact that we're just not going very fast, and it's definitely the right sail combination. It's a tiny little jib up there. Bright orange, as is required by the rules, fluorescent orange. And we're making anywhere between sort of 8 knots and 10 knots. Losing ground on people for sure, but got to be the right choice until the breeze is going to diminish a little bit. At maybe 6 to 10 hours. If it does enough, then we might be able to roll off the staysail. The mainsail is going to be down for a while, I think, because it's one of the difficulties, as Johnny was saying, is when you take one of these sails all the way down, getting the sail up to the first reef, which would be the third reef for us. If he's got 4 reefs in his, because the mast is so big. It's very, very difficult to get to hoist the sail that first time, because the battens and the leech of the sail, the trailing edge of the sail, get all caught up in the lazy jacks, which are is a system of lines on each side of the sail that kind of supposed to contain it as it comes down. And it's just kind of a nightmare to do. He said the last time he hoisted it up to the 4th reef from down on the boom, it took him 4 hours to get it up through the lazy jacks. And he kind of got a sail upwind into the seas for that, I think, so it's blowing away from the mast. And that's why I think everybody's reluctant when it comes down that last reef. When it's down for a while. But we got the option of going with a staysail, and downwind, that wouldn't be so bad. Front wheel drive, it's a big sail. You kind of need a smaller sail in there somewhere. But we don't have it, so we'll continue along. So anyway, that's it from the Indian Ocean. Wish it was a bit more festive, but I'm kind of getting hammered. But I've gotten a lot of emails from people about how festive it is back home, and they're thinking of us out here, and I'm thinking of you all back there. So definitely have a Merry Christmas, and we'll call it tomorrow as well. Great American 3 off, clear.